From the Land-Grant University in Urbana-Champaign, Illinois, this is the Closing Mark Report. It's the 21st day of October, 2008. I'm Todd Gleason. In a few moments, we'll talk about the commodity markets with Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities. He's in New Market, Indiana. And Mike Barwinski, a senior trader at Louis Dreyfus Commodities in Kansas City, will join us to take up the energy markets. In just 26 minutes, meteorologist Don Day will join us for a look at the agricultural weather. And along the way, we'll hear all about the crop that makes Illinois number one in the fall. It's not corn, and it's not soybeans. Although, we will hear about USDA's latest crop progress estimates on those two crops and wheat, and I'll urge you to dial this number in support of the Closing Market Report. It's 217-244-9455. That's 217-244-9455. It doesn't matter if you're listening to this program on the radio or the web. The Closing Market Report is always a production of listener-supported public radio from the University of Illinois.
The Closing Market Report is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids, funding agricultural programming as an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn specialists. More information is at AgriGold.com or at 800-262-7333.
In Chicago on this Tuesday afternoon, futures finished the day like this. December wheat futures at 5.49 settlement price, down 14 and a half cents today. The March contract at 5.69, down 14 and three quarters. In the May futures, 5.83, down 14 and a quarter in the wheat pit. December corn futures, $4.11, down 7 and a half. The March contract at 4.27 and three quarters, down 8 and a half cents. And the May corn, 4.39 and a quarter, down 8 and three quarters. July futures at $4.50, down 9 cents for the day. November soybeans at 9.08, down 21. January futures at 9.15 and a quarter, down 25 and a half. And the March down 26 at 9.24 and a half. The nearby May contract at 9.33 and a half, down 26 and a half for the day. December bean meal futures at 265.80, down 70 cents. December bean oil, 35.80, down 181. October live cattle futures at 91.82 and a half, a dollar higher. December up 90 cents at 92.97 and a half. And the October feeders, 99.27 and a half, 62 and a half cents higher for the day. The lean hog futures finished the December contract at 57.77 and a half, a dollar 52 and a half on this Tuesday afternoon. In just 2 minutes, we'll talk with Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities out of New Market, Indiana. You're listening to the Closing Market Report. It's a production of public radio from the Urbana-Champaign campus of the University of Illinois. Dave Dickey is here now to update us on what's been happening in Pledge Central.
Thank you very much, Todd. And it's last chance Texaco for the Closing Market Report. It is the final day of the WIL October Pledge Drive, and you can still own a piece of the Pledge Drive's success right now. The value of your gift will be matched dollar for dollar from our member match fund. And so pick an amount and then call 217-244-9455 or go to WILOPledge.org and help us hit that $200,000 fund drive target. The success of the drive is in your hands. The number is 217-244-9455. We've got $21,200 to go to meet our $200,000 target. Thus far, we've received over $2,600 in member match fund from our agricultural supporters, including Dan Mason of Kempton, Indiana, Larry Wapple of San Pierre, Indiana, Terry and Carol Segerbrook of Morris, John and Sue Adams of Atlanta, William Brown of Urbana, and a listener out in Strawn, Illinois. $21,000 now to go to hit our drive total, Todd. We'd love to put a big dent into that before the end of this show. 217-244-9455 is the number to call.
Hey, that means we've made in the last 20 minutes $2,000, so let's keep going. If you got the opportunity right now, is the time to call 217-244-9455. Pledge your financial support to this radio station, to WILL, to the University of Illinois, to public radio that brings you ag programming not 5 but 6 days a week, including Commodity Week. It makes a difference. Dial now, 217-244-9455.
Todd Gleason's services are made available to WILL by University of Illinois Extension.
WILL programs are made possible by the iCorn.com Seeds of Knowledge Video Scholarship Contest. Farmers nominate students who make a 90-second video and compete for a share of $30,000 in college scholarships from iCorn.com. More information is available online at iCorn.com.
You're listening to the Closing Mark Report. It's a Tuesday afternoon. On the line with us this afternoon to take a look at the agricultural futures markets is Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities out of New Market, Indiana. Good afternoon to you, Wayne.
Why, good afternoon, Todd.
And, you know, first and foremost, I want to thank you for all of the years of service that you have given to this radio station. I don't know that people understand that this is not a financial benefit for either place, that you don't pay us, we don't pay you, but that we all work together to provide good information, solid information to the listeners, to the agricultural listeners in this area and around the state and, of course, around the nation and the globe, because we're on the web now. And I want to take time to thank you and all the analysts, because you folks are the ones that really make this program worth listening to for our producers. So, Wayne, thank you very much.
Well, thank you, Todd. And as you're going through the list of some of the names that called in the last hour, I remember those names from the meetings we've had out there where we get to meet the listeners. And, you know, all but one of them popped up as people I have met over the years out there, and we're very happy to see that they're supporting us.
Well, that's magnificent. I know you and Dave Dickey and a whole and Paul Cooley and, well, most of our analysts go out in the wintertime for meetings. And by the way, if you're out there and you have a bank that you want to support one of these meetings, have them call Dave at this number. I'll give you a different number. It's 217-333-0850. And they can set up so you can have a meeting in your area. And he'll bring a whole bunch of analysts, maybe including our own Wayne Nelson. Speaking of our Wayne Nelson, tell me, Wayne, what'd you make of this downturn in the marketplace?
Well, I'll tell you, Todd, it was a rough day with the way the dollar went, and they're betting on the European Central Bank to cut interest rates again, and that strengthened the dollar a little bit. And, of course, with the dollar being strengthening, that threw a little bit of a monkey wrench, and, of course, into the gold and into the Dow Jones while we were trading in the crude oil trading lower. And all of that worked to pull the grains lower today and took a little confidence out of some of our grain buyers. So all that worked together and a little bit lower. You know, we went down under the 10-day moving average in the corn, but we closed back just above it there to 411. So that isn't quite so bad in the corn, but the beans, you know, we took them under $9 for a while today, but we did manage to close back above it. So, you know, in the midst of throes of harvest, why, maybe not the worst, but we're not seeing any commercial hedging of any size coming in because the farmer's a very, very tight holder, Todd.
You know, the farmers are tight holder. We're approaching, well, we're more than half done, of course, in the beans. I think 70% or thereabouts, 29% of the corn. And in yesterday's USDA reports for harvest for corn, usually once we get over 50%, that signals that things might start turning around. Do you think that'll happen very shortly?
You know, if we can get a little bit of solidity out of the outside markets, Todd, I think there's a real feeling that, you know, we ought to be able to stabilize in here fairly soon. I know there's a lot of people looking for maybe another washout one more time here, but we think that, you know, maybe that we could maybe see a little solidification coming in here. Now, we didn't say wild rally.
Right.
But we did say solidification here, and we'd like to be cautiously optimistic and look to be buying dips rather than looking to just be selling this market and probably be somewhat tight holders if we were the farmers also.
Well, farmers will be tight holders. That means they'll be storing the crop for higher prices later. Let's talk a little bit more about beans. Is it likely that South America will not plant more acres this year?
Very likely, Todd. The credit problems, number one, in Brazil. Number two, the problems that the farmers are having with the government in Argentina and their export tax business that way along the way are making things a little rougher. Now, we could see a few more beans in Argentina, though, because of the way that those is structured that way. But along the way, why, the odds are very high we're going to see not increased plantings for those two countries.
And then crystal ball, that shortcoming, and I'll call it a shortcoming, in the South American bean crop with the potential for the world to import soybeans. Will more of it have to come from the U.S.?
Well, yes. I mean, basically, we're the two big supermarkets out there. So Basically, if it doesn't come from South America, we look to come from here. Now, we are seeing a little bit of increased production out of China themselves, but there's still been very aggressive buyers in the world market of beans.
And fundamentally, then, can you see a base building here for the soy complex to rally from as we go through the wintertime?
I would think that that would be the right answer, Todd. I think now we do want to stress in here that to get a very big rally, we have to do two things. Is number one, stabilize the economy,
right,
or get the dollar to quit increasing here as we go along the way, or along with it, at least get the credit flowing again for the letters of credit and the other banks. But the main thing we have to get rolling along here fairly soon is export business and seeing that our exports don't go away and lose to some of the other countries that are maybe, in, you know, the world seems to be in a financial bind right now. It isn't just the U.S. So, you know, we have to see some strength in some other places to keep the exports up. We've seen a decrease in the funds just on this financial meltdown. Some of them will be back. Some of them will not be back. So we don't look for the $16 bean level. We're more in a trading range, I think, that could go from 11 and that extreme end of the 12 for right now until we see something change.
All right. Thanks much.
Thank you, Todd.
Wayne Nelson is with L&M Commodities out of Newmarket, Indiana. Just a quick moment to have Dave Dickey check in on what's been happening in Pledge Central and financial support for this radio station bringing you ag programming. Dave?
It's a good thing I've got enough fingers and toes to do all the math, Todd. It's been fast and furious thus far. We're about 19,000 dollars away from meeting our $200,000 fundraising goal at this time. We've received over $3,000 thus far in member match money toward our unlimited goal of those this afternoon. You can do your part by calling 217-244-9455. And we're one phone call away, Todd, from reaching the 100 level. 217-244-9455.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Lernard Seed Service, an independent dealer providing DeKalb and Asgrow seed products, including Asgrow's new Roundup Ready 2-yield soybeans. Lernard Seed Service provides services to help customers in East Central Illinois maximize profits. 217-497-2270.
Hi, this is Dave Dickey urging you to call at 217-244-9455 in support of the Closing Market Report. Make this program a productive partner for you, your local radio station, and the farming community. Remember, the Closing Market Report is a production of public radio from the University of Illinois, where one out of every three of our operating dollars is contributed by our listeners. Have you made your financial contribution yet? If not, start right now by dialing 217-244-9455. And thank you for being a productive partner.
Hey, thanks, Dave. Dave Dickey is Director of Agricultural Programming at WILL, Public Radio for the Farming World. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason. USDA released the crop progress reports yesterday afternoon. They show that 93% of the corn acreage had matured as of Sunday of this week. That's 6 points behind last year and 5 points behind the five-year rolling average. Acreage developed 10 points or more in Illinois, Minnesota, North Dakota, and Wisconsin last week. Acreage was maturing at or behind still the five-year average pace in all states except Pennsylvania. 29% of the crop was harvested, 29 points behind last year and 24 points behind the five-year average. Most of the corn harvest activity occurred in Colorado, Illinois, Indiana, Minnesota, and Ohio, although harvest in this state was still the farthest behind. 44 points was the delay in Illinois compared to normal. Condition of the corn crop rated 62% good to excellent. That remains unchanged from the previous week. Soybeans, producers have harvested 67% of the bean crop nationwide. That's 5 points behind last year and 7 points behind the rolling five-year average. And finally, winter wheat producers have planted about 79% of the winter wheat crop, the same as last year. Planting progress at the state level ranged from 21 points behind normal in Missouri to as much as 17 points ahead in Ohio. planting was nearly complete in Colorado, Montana, and Nebraska. 60% of the winter wheat acreage has emerged, 7 points ahead of last year, and 2 points ahead of the 5-year rolling average. Now up next, did you know that Illinois is the number one producer of pumpkins in the nation? Fall's a great time to be in Illinois. It's pumpkin harvest season, and if you want a pumpkin, Illinois is the place to come. The state produces twice as many pumpkins as any other in the Union. About half of the 22,000 acres of pumpkins are used for jack-o'-lanterns, but it's the other half that makes Illinois the pumpkin capital of the nation. That half, about 10,000 acres worth of processing pumpkins, is made into 90% of the pumpkin pie filling found on the store shelves all across the United States. It's a vigorous and growing part of Illinois agriculture today, but less than a decade ago, it was all but ready to fold up, says University of Illinois plant pathologist Mohammed Babadoust.
About 8 years ago, this processing pumpkin industry was almost wiped out by a disease called Phytophthora rot. But we were really fortunate and worked hard. And right now we are able to manage this disease. We brought from almost 100% losses to few percent losses. Not 100% management, but we don't have any field with more than 10% losses. And industry has been growing very fast, and the market has been very good.
The farm gate price of pumpkins has nearly doubled in the last year. Demand for the crop is high, and Babadoust says there aren't any pumpkins left over at the end of the season. The pumpkin crop also has had to battle for acres. Highly productive though they are, the patches are in the heart of Illinois corn and soybean country.
If we travel to north central Illinois, Peoria, Morton area, Maine, processing pumpkin producing area in Illinois, and they call Morton as a pumpkin capital of the world.
Morton happens to be home to the Libby Pumpkin Processing Plant, and it's a very busy place this fall. For University of Illinois Extension, I'm Todd Gleason.
This is Dave Dickey. Be sure to call 217-244-9455. With your contribution this afternoon, remember, we're doing a match this afternoon out of our member matching fund, dollar for dollar. Pick an amount, call 217-244-9455 or go to WILPledge.org and help us hit that $200,000 fund target goal. We're about $19,000 this afternoon, Todd. Already we've received four matching funds from our agricultural audience, $3,495. We're going to match those funds as well. And be the next one at 217-244-9455.
The number to call is 217-DAVE-DICKEY, 244-9455. Pledge your financial support to this radio station right now. Dave and I, at least I like to say it, and I think Dave does too, if you want to talk in the mornings with him, that'd be magnificent, in the afternoon with me, and you get two different kinds of views on the marketplace. Dave follows the market day in and day out. He's there with the gyrations up and down. You can listen to him in the morning, and he'll give you kind of a day trader's version of the marketplace. I'll give you a hedger version of the marketplace. And I think it's important that you listen to both of us at 217-244-9455. Pledge your financial support to this radio station. You know what I'd really like to hear, Dave, is for those who are listening on other radio stations beyond the program where this program is developed, which is WILL on the Urbana-Champaign campus, we'd love to have some folks call in listening to WGFA out of Watseka or WKEI out of Kewaunee, WHOW out of Clinton, WTIM out of Taylorville, and WHPO out of Hoopston. If you're listening to one of those radio stations, I know you're not really used to calling in and pledging your financial support for a program, but this is really a cooperation between the university and your local radio station, and we'd like to be able to report back to them that it's paying off for both of us. So 217-244-9455 is the number to call.
Join the listeners that have already called this afternoon and pledged agricultural support at this radio station, including Richard McCord of Wayne City, Benjamin Meister of Fairbury, Christopher Hudstedt of Paxton, Joyce Beasley of Champaign, Larry Nelson of Emmingdon, Illinois. He's up in the 815 area code, Todd. A listener out of Mahomet, an agricultural supporter. Another one in Alma, Illinois. And what am I handed here from?
$200 more.
Oh, $200 more from a contributor who didn't want to have his name read on the air. But you can be the next in our member match fund, 217-244-9455. You know, Todd, it's an unusual way that we do business here. We ask for people to pay for it voluntarily, and then we go ahead. Well, actually, we do the service, and then we ask people to pay for it voluntarily. It's backwards. It's cattywampus. However, look what this service has gotten us.
Yeah, well, it's moving very quickly, and we're on our way to $200,000. And if you don't think you're making a difference with the management here, the management is running all of the flyers back and forth, telling us who's calling in. So your names, your pledges are being seen, and your voice is being heard in lots of ways. 217-244-9455 is the number to pledge your financial support to this radio station. Please call now. And on behalf of Dave Dickey, thank you very much. Mike Barwinski, a senior trader with Louis Dreyfus Commodities, now joins us as he does once a month on a Tuesday to take a look at the agricultural energy markets. Hi, how are you doing, Mike?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Oh, we're raising money here and doing a very nice job of it. I hope you have some good news from your end.
Well, things have not gotten much better, I think, since the last time we talked. It's gotten a little bit worse, I'd say, for ethanol plants in general.
Well, let's talk about that then.
Margins are just, if going on 2009, they just look pretty bad. Really, most plants, I'd say, out in the country today are producing just enough ethanol, making just enough to cover their costs. So no plants out there are really making much money. There's no other greater evidence of that when besides looking at what Veresen had to and is still probably going through.
And is it, this is a result of mostly that they bought corn too high?
I think, one, that a lot of these plants bought corn too high and didn't hedge it outright. I think another problem is that your corn price has declined and ethanol has declined so much versus gasoline that you're actually disincentivizing a lot of end users from increasing their blending of ethanol. I'd say in early June to mid-June, your ethanol price versus gasoline was a dollar to a dollar ten under. Today you're actually back at overs. So you've seen a huge change in momentum over the course of the summer, probably stemming, one, from decrease in gasoline demand, to two, just increase in requirements and people wanting to get ready for the new RFS going in 2009.
Right. Is there lag time in the cost of ethanol because of the higher hedge price? I mean, in terms of, you know, will that close over time as a kind of a rolling price?
I think it's more of a function of the price then is where corn is pricing today. I think those guys who bought corn at such high levels will either be stuck with selling it at such a loss, mainly because your end users and your largest oil companies aren't going to be coming in and paying up for ethanol when they can go in and just blend it. You know, either not blend it or blend it somewhere else where it's cheaper.
Well, Mike, I hope in a month when we talk to you again that we'll have better news on the ethanol.
I hope so, too.
Okay, Mike Barwinski is with Louis Dreyfus, joins us from his Kansas City office, 30 seconds for Dave Dickey to update us where we're at on the 217-244-9455 financial pledge.
In the match funds, we're at $4,215. That's worth $8,430 toward our goal of $200,000 this pledge drive. You can be the next person to have your gift match dollar for dollar from the member match fund. Pick an amount, call 217-244-9455. We take Visa, MasterCard, Discover, and American Express card. What happens when we give the people the information they need? Well, they're ready to make important agricultural decisions. Our agricultural service provides timely market analysis and weather information. We also have value-added services. We have an agricultural e-letter that we give you once a week that provides you with the information you need. We go out in the evenings on Outlook panels, bringing our analysts along so you can ask them questions of your particular marketing needs. But all that has a price. And your membership is one way that you can help pay for that by calling 217-244-9455 or go to WILLpledge.org. Be the next person that joins the Member Match Fund this afternoon. We're matching dollar for dollar our pledges from the Member Match Fund at 217-244-9455. Join Charles and Nancy Goodall from Sidell and a listener from Hoopston who supports the Corn Jerkers, and a listener from Oakland, Illinois, calling in. Our Member Match Fund, over $4,215 right now, Todd, and building on its way toward, I hope, a total that will get us very close to that $200,000 grand total this afternoon. 217-244-9455, the number to call.
That's right, 217-244-9455. If you have not called that yet, please pick up the cell phone right now and dial in with your pledge of financial support. Dave and I really appreciate all of the Ag audience. They've come through all week, and especially this afternoon as we're trying to close that final gap to get to $200,000.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Lernard Seed Service, an independent dealer providing DeKalb and Asgrow seed products, including Asgrow's new Roundup Ready 2-yield soybeans. Lernard Seed Service provides services to help customers in East Central Illinois maximize profits. 217-497-2270.
You're listening to the Closing Market Report. I'm Todd Gleason. Joining us now for a look at the agricultural weather is Don Day of Day Weather out of Cheyenne, Wyoming. Good afternoon to you, Don.
Hey, good afternoon.
Hey, earlier in the week we were talking about a shot of rain later in the week. Is it still coming?
It is, but it really looks like it's going to be favoring the western areas. Now, all the Corn Belt in the Midwest is going to get some moisture, but the heavy stuff is going to be in Nebraska, western Iowa, portions of northern Kansas, the eastern areas of South Dakota, southern Minnesota, most of Iowa, with some of that moisture getting into western Illinois. Now, that's where the heavier moisture will be, where rainfall amounts could be 1 inch, inch and a half or more. Amounts across the rest of the Corn Belt Midwest will probably be about a quarter to a half to three quarters of an inch. But there is moisture on the way, along with some pretty cool air coming in behind the system.
Well, we're still waiting for that cold air to shut things down for the season in most places. Cold enough to end the growing season?
Maybe in some areas. I think we're going to have some areas that will be nipped by some frost, light freeze conditions. It's not going to be widespread. But for the next week ahead, we are definitely trending cooler than we've been. And long-range charts are getting a little bit more on track now, suggesting that as we get towards the middle to the end of next week and into that first week in November, that there could be a bigger push of colder air across most of North America, lower 48 states, that would definitely put the hammer down and put the season over for good. But we're talking not until around or just after Halloween.
As we take a look at what's been happening in the Great Plains states and the hard red winter wheat growing area, that place that you hail from, the great state of Wyoming, it looks like conditions are pretty good for the emerging wheat crop.
Definitely. Cooler weather and wet weather has moved on in, and there's a little bit more on the way. And many areas of those wheat areas have picked up moisture and have had some better weather conditions.
Turn your attention to south of the border and south of the southern hemisphere, please.
Well, it's been a little bit stormy and colder than normal at the end of their winter season and heading into their spring and summer season. Brazil especially reporting in the last week is some pretty chilly temperatures. Now things are beginning to warm up some. And in addition to getting a little bit warmer in South America, both Argentina and Brazil, looking at some pretty good chances for precipitation over both countries.
Don, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.
Don Day is with Day Weather out of Cheyenne, Wyoming. Joins us here on the Closing Market Report each and every Tuesday afternoon.
Agricultural programs are made possible by First Midwest Bank, serving Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Doug Slayton in Galesburg at 309-341-5003. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Well, we're wrapping up the Closing Market Report for this afternoon. A couple of extra updates, and Dave may have a better number than I do. The last number, Dave, I saw was $4,415 pledged in the last half hour. Our thanks, by the way, to Harlan Zebart, of Wellington, Illinois. You have a bigger number than that, maybe?
Essentially that number, but I have a few more thank yous. A listener from Farmer City, a listener from Piper City, a listener from Penfield, Jack Mitchell from Forest, Indiana, Les and Judy Christensen of Champaign, and William Brown of Urbana. 217-244-9455 is the number to call. Be the next to be in that member match fund.
All right. Thanks to Dave Dickey. Thanks to all those who called in support this afternoon. Dave and I really appreciate it. And keep dialing 217-244-9455.